are listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hey everyone, welcome to Find Your Flow in MoCo. I'm your guest host, Lily Beth Warner. I'm so excited to sit down with our very special guest today. She's been an incredible teacher to me and many other aspiring dancers in Decatur and Morgan County. So I'm very happy to introduce the owner of Dancers Inc., Jennifer Erickson. Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us today.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here and actually visit with you some.
Awesome. I'm so excited. And we've got so much to talk about today. But before we jump into our interview, let's talk about everyone's favorite Southern treat in our cheese straw segment. So today's cheese straw will be described by Jennifer.
Okay. It is definitely a Southern treat. I've lived in other places of the country and they don't know them, which is sort of depressing. My favorite kind of cheese straw is sort of firm, has a little crunch to it. They're very savory and cheesy, but they also have a little kick to them. So there's like a little spice in them as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The best ones are when they're just a little bit spicy.
Yes.
I always love when everyone talks about the cheese straw segment because everyone has such a different description. You never know what anyone's going to say when they say it.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely like them a little bit more crunchy and spicy for sure.
Yes, I like them a little more crunchy. I've had them a little softer, but I don't know. They're just not as good to me when they're like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am lucky enough to have known you for many years, but our listeners haven't. So could you tell me a little bit about yourself for our listeners?
Oh, gosh. Well, I am in my mid-50s, which I like to say that because it shows that you can embrace who you are, where you are. I started Dancers Incorporated in 2000, year 2000, moved to Decatur, chose to move to Decatur. I'm actually from South Alabama. The area was just a perfect place to be, we thought. My husband and I, Lee is my husband. He also is part owner of the studio. We spent many years in television. That's where we met. And then we decided we wanted to open our own business. And like I said, we chose Decatur and love the community, love the area. And that's been it. So here we are like 24 years later.
Oh, awesome. Well, I know I'm very happy y'all chose to come here because I had a wonderful experience growing up in your dance studio. But could you share?
I love that. Yes. Let me add Lily Beth to the listeners. Lily Beth is one of our original students from the very first year. And she started when she was 2. And we have these wonderful pictures of her coming into the studio when she was little. And I love seeing former students like Lily Beth grown and into their adulthood and doing wonderful things and giving back to the community like you are doing.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy to have you on the podcast. And like you said, I wanted to see possibly if you could share the story of how you initially started Dancers Inc. and what inspired you mm-hmm. to make your own dance studio here in Decatur.
Right. You know, I never really thought that I would be a business owner. I intended on staying in, like I said, television for the duration of my career. But after about 10 years, my husband and I were like, you know, we really want to have our own business and be our own bosses and do our own thing. And he said, well, let's just do this. Let's open a school. You love dance. I kept dancing through all of that time. And let's work with the kids and, you know, work with families and make a home for people. So I said, all right. And he was more of the business person. But over the years, I've definitely learned a lot. So that's kind of how we started.
Well, I'm so happy y'all got started. And I think that y'all have done a great job, obviously, with your business. And
thank you.
Another really awesome thing that y'all brought to Decatur was the tradition of the Nutcracker. What inspired you to bring this production to Decatur and how's that evolved over the years?
Right. So it's a kind of a funny story. My ballet director at the time, Nicole Onasconich, wanted to do the Nutcracker. She had grown up doing it in the ballet companies that she danced with in Huntsville. And I thought, wow, I'd never done the Nutcracker before. I didn't actually grow up doing it. But I knew it and but had just never undertaken that production myself. So she said, well, let's do it. Let's go for it. I said, okay, let's do it. So that was in 2004. And now we are on our 20th year. And many costumes later and many props later and many variations of the story later, we have arrived at the production that we now put on at the Princess Theater every Christmas.
The Nutcracker is one of my favorite holiday traditions. And I mean, I know it has to be a huge task to produce a, you know, a 2-hour long full ballet show. That's insane.
It's funny because my business manager, Martha, and I were talking about this yesterday. We were sitting in the desk at the desk and the Nutcracker music was playing in one of the rooms because the kids were practicing during their ballet class. And we were just humming along. And then we turned to each other and went, you know, we never really get tired of this. It's beautiful music, first of all. Tchaikovsky was a genius. And you would think that you would be sick of it after 20 years. But every year when this time rolls around and that music starts playing, coming out of the classrooms, it's just a warm and comfortable feeling because it's part of the season, you know, part of the holiday season. And it is a tradition for many, many families, even families that don't have children who dance. We have folks from the community who are asking months in advance when tickets go on sale. And they have no one at the dance studio that is a relative or a friend or anything. They just really love to come and see the production. It's like putting up your Christmas tree. It's part of the holiday season. And I think that's what makes it special.
Absolutely. It's always had a special place in my heart, and I still will turn the music on and drive around in my car just to hear it again.
Right, just to listen to it. And Lily Beth, everybody, for all the listeners, was actually our Sugar Plum Fairy her senior year. She has danced many of the roles in the Nutcracker and was beautiful. That was a really special year. I remember that year really well.
Well, thank you. It was one of the most fun things I've ever done. But it also took a lot of work. So how do you think participating in the production of the Nutcracker impacts the lives of your students, both in terms of their dance skills and their personal growth?
Well, it's definitely an experience. It does take a lot of extra time. The featured roles are actually practicing on Sunday afternoons. So they have their ballet class, they have their point class, they probably take an extra ballet class. And then on Sundays, they come for more hours of rehearsal. So they definitely grow in their strength and their endurance as athletes. Dancers are athletes. And I like to emphasize that. They have the endurance of, I know I call elephants, you know, because they can go for hours and hours. So I feel like they grow in that way. They also grow in the way that they get to work with professionals. I will bring in professional dancers. We usually have to bring in professional male dancers. Unfortunately, our community doesn't have very many of those. But we're lucky this year. We actually have two, a former Dancers Inc. student, and Dancers Inc. alumni, Luke Allen. He'll be coming back to dance the role of the Nutcracker. And then we have his friend, Derek McGinnis, who's also a professional dancer. They both live in Las Vegas now. And Derek is formerly with the Bad Boys of Ballet, and he's going to be coming in and dancing the role of the Cavalier. So it gives our dancers a chance to work with professionals and learn from them, and also gives our community a chance to see, you know, how a dancer from a studio indicator can go on to become a professional and actually make a living at dancing.
That's so great that they get the opportunity to dance with professional dancers. And I'm so proud of the dancers who have come from here and made a name for themselves in this very competitive world. So excited to go and see them dance this year at the Nutcracker. And so you talked earlier about your partnership with the Princess Theater. How many years have you done the Nutcracker at the Historic Theater?
We've actually always done the Nutcracker at the Princess. It's got such a wonderful historical ambiance and feeling to it. You know, it's been around, been a staple, a fixture in this community for, you know, decades. And that sort of vintage feel is what also makes the Nutcracker special, because there's also a vintage feel to that show as well, the sort of a Victorian feel. And it just seems to fit into the princess really well. Like, I don't know that the feeling of the Nutcracker would be as warm and inviting if it were in a more modern facility. Do you know what I mean? I just really think that whole vibe adds to the aesthetic of that production.
I completely agree. I think the Princess is the perfect location for this show. I couldn't imagine it anywhere else, because it just makes it feel so warm and cozy and like you're really going to see something special.
Right, right.
And so what can the audience expect from this year's production of The Nutcracker? Are there any elements or new surprises in store for us?
Well, along with our guest artists, which we're very, very excited about, we do always try to change some things a little bit every year, just so if you have come in years past, there are maybe some new little elements. We also try to use the strengths of the dancers who have been cast in the roles. So because we teach more than just ballet, we will also incorporate a lot of tumbling into our Nutcracker, because we do have a lot of really, really strong acrobats. So our Arabian is usually an acrobat of some sorts. So we like to feature their strengths. Claire Adams is our Arabian this year, and I call her the little beast. You know, she could tumble and walk on her hands and flip, and it's always really fun to use those dancers to the best of their ability. We also have added a couple of extra elements because we have more students than we sort of have roles. So in order to give everybody a chance to do something, we've added a group called the Confectionaries.
Oh, very exciting.
Which is one of our point classes. And it's a piece of music that Tchaikovsky wrote that's not necessarily original to the Nutcracker, but has been used in the past for some of his other ballets. So we felt like it mixed in well with what we were doing. So that's something that's kind of different. And this year we also have two of our instructors playing party parents. And we have party parents who are the actual parents
of fun.
The party girls or party boys that are in the production. So it's really nice to have the families together in that party scene, whether their daughter has to dress up like a boy or is actually playing a party girl. It's really kind of fun to see that dynamic.
Absolutely. What a great way to get the parents involved in the show, not just backstage or in the audience, but really in there getting to experience it along with their child. That's incredible.
Right. They're not necessarily dancers at all, but they're willing to do it and they're just having the best time.
Oh, I'm sure.
The best time.
I mean, it's such a fun show anyway, so I can't imagine them not having a great time. So what would be, if you had to guess? I think my favorite dance in the show is probably somewhere between the snowflakes or the Sugar Plum Fairy dance, just because it's so iconic. What would be your favorite?
Oh, wow. That's kind of hard. I do love the Sugar Plum Fairy variation. It's really classic, and it takes a lot of skill to pull that dance off. As you well know, this year, our Sugar Plum Fairy is Samantha Harden. She's a senior at Austin High School, and she is a beautiful ballerina, just stunning. So I'm very excited to feature her. Then our Dewdrop Fairy is Kayleen Coggins. She's a senior at Hartzell High School. I love the flowers as well. And she's, of course, featured in the flower dance. And the flower dance is the longest dance in the show. It's about 7.5 minutes long. And it has the flowers and the butterflies, and we even have a little bumblebee, our little boy dancer. So I really love the flowers as well. And of course, the snowflakes. Like, we have the best time with the snowflake dance, mainly because we get to dump snow on top of the snowflakes. Oh my goodness. And they never know when the heaviest part is coming. Like, and my favorite call is unload it.
Just unload it.
And they just
all.
Send those snow machines going. But we do kind of try to wait till the end to make that happen. But the snowflake dance is also just beautiful. And everybody always remembers that.
Absolutely. How could you forget it? I mean, in the middle of the show, when the whole stage just is covered in snow, I mean, that is beautiful. It's really something you have to see. And lastly, could you share maybe your vision or aspirations for the future of Dancers, Inc. and the continued success of the Nutcracker in Decatur?
That's a lot to kind of think about, because you just kind of go from year to year trying to plan for who you have and what's happening at that time. You hate to get too far ahead of yourself because you never know really what's going to happen. But over the years, I think I've decided that the kind of studio we want to be is the kind of studio where it is a family. So, like, it's a business, of course. A lot of decisions have to be made in that respect. You know, we have to pay the bills and we have to make rent and make salaries and all of that. But I like the fact that if someone calls and says, you know, Lily Beth needs to leave class 10 minutes early, can you make sure that she meets me outside, that the business manager will set the alarm on her phone for 10 minutes till the end of class and go in and get that child out of class. Like, it's, I think bigger studios with hundreds and hundreds of students don't have the ability to do that, to be that safe place, that familiar place, that family-oriented place that they can drop their kids off and show back up 2 or 3 or 4 hours later and pick them up and know that they were watched over and taken care of. And I feel like we've been able to develop that. And I just hope that that is what continues for as however long the community will embrace us.
Well, I hope it's for a very long time, because I know y'all are a real dance family over there and work really hard to keep that camaraderie going all the time. We're going to continue with our Did You Know segment. In this segment, we ask our guests one last question before they leave. And so we have asked Jennifer to share something fun, cool, or interesting about herself that you've probably never heard of before. So, did you know?
I think I actually mentioned earlier that we used to work in television. And I used to be an anchor and, not an anchor, but a reporter, producer, and weather anchor.
Oh, very fun.
On the weekends at Channel 31 in Huntsville. And that was many, many years ago, 25 plus years ago, when my husband and I were right before we got married.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah. So we have been a part of the community for, for North Alabama community for a long time.
Well, thank you so much for coming and spending time with us today. I've enjoyed learning more about your story, and I can tell that you have such a passion for dance. And your students. To learn more about Dancers, Inc. and their production of The Nutcracker, follow their social media channels at Jennifer, if you'd like to tell everyone.
Yes, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. We have a website, dancersinc.com. The Nutcracker is Saturday, December 9th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Princess Theater. Tickets go on sale to the public on November the 20th through the Princess Theater box office. So come and join us.
And you can find us at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or visit our website at visitdecatural.org. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. This has been Find Your Flow in MoCo.
has been another episode of Find Your Flow MoCo, hosted by Danielle Gibson and produced by Relic.